KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, we have cloudy skies and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy this morning, partly cloudy to cloudy this afternoon, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Topping Southwest Iowa News this hour, officials of the Creston Police Department say the Union County Dispatch Center received a 911 call at around 2:05 a.m. today with regard to a shooting in the Creston city limits. Creston police responded to an apartment at 1204 North Pine Street where a female was discovered suffering from a gunshot wound. The woman was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston and then transferred to Des Moines. Officials say all parties involved have been identified and that the public is not in danger. The Iowa DCI is assisting the Creston Police Department in the investigation. Severe weather will likely be returning to Iowa over the course of the next few days. The National Weather Service says this morning, beginning tomorrow afternoon, warm and humid air will head into Iowa, bringing with it a potential return of strong to severe showers and thunderstorms. At this time, the greatest risk for severe weather in Iowa appears to be Friday afternoon and evening. However, strong to severe thunderstorms are possible Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon and evenings as well. All modes of severe weather, large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes appear to be possible with any storms that become strong to severe. You should keep an eye on the weather forecast for the next several days in Iowa, especially if you have outdoor activities planned. If you have those activities planned, make sure you have a safe place to shelter should it become necessary. Well, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board Tuesday discussed the fatal 2017 Riverside School District bus fire. NTSB Chair Robert Zumwalt says a driver impairment was the issue, as 74-year-old bus driver Donald Hendricks used a walker and had a back surgery scheduled the week of the fire. Hendricks and 16-year-old Megan Clint died when the bus got stuck and caught fire in Clint's driveway near Oakland.
Robust oversight on the part of the school district should ensure the safety of student transportation. But in Oakland, Iowa, that did not happen.
Sumalt says school buses are safer than passenger cars for getting kids to school if the drivers are medically fit.
The driver in Oakland had been allowed to continue driving despite the fact that the transportation supervisor, the school principal, and the driver's co-workers knew of the driver's physical impairment. Now, the Iowa Administrative Code specifies that drivers must be physically able to help ill or passenger or injured passengers.
Sumwalt says the school district had the information needed to prevent that tragedy.
The Riverside Community School District, or the RCSD, had the knowledge it needed to act, and it did not. And in fact, in recent years, it had done away with the requirement for physical performance tests for drivers.
Investigators say the fire likely started in the turbocharger of the bus, which overheated after the rear tires became stuck. Sumwalt says this case shows that installing a fire suppression system may have prevented the deaths.
Fire suppression systems, fire retardant interior materials, and improved fire safety performance standards could have provided more time for the driver and the student in this tragedy.
He says federal standards for school bus fire safety haven't significantly improved in the last 48 years, despite major changes in fire safety in aviation and railroad transportation. Sumwalt says the NTSB knows there is a shortage of school bus drivers, but the solution cannot be to augment the ranks of safe drivers with drivers who are unsafe due to a medical condition, even a temporary one. He says keeping an unfit driver on the road isn't kindness. Once there's a crash, he says that it's cruelty to him and an untold number of passengers and other road users. Well, the Audubon School District Monday night made an official invitation to the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton District for their students to join Audubon's wrestling program. Superintendent Eric Traeger.
We were approached by the superintendent, Mr. Miller, and Tom Peterson, the athletic director at Exira EHK, back in December to start to talk about sharing wrestling programs due to, you know, lower numbers in both districts for that sport. They expressed interest in sharing with Audubon, and so after some conversation, our board approved to extend an invitation to Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton to join our wrestling program. And, that kind of puts the ball in the Exira Elkhorn school board to either accept, and we're very much hoping they do accept that invitation, and then we move forward from there to work out details. And we are very excited to have an opportunity to start working with the district to our south and to start hopefully putting a program together that benefits kids from both districts. districts.
The Audubon School Board also approved a sharing agreement with the Coon Rapids Bayard School District for our Human Resources Director.
That's been approved by both boards now, and the contract was approved last night for Carla Christensen. Carla is a longtime administrative assistant here at the district and has already been performing a lot of our human resources responsibilities. So we're going to make that an official title for her and promote her to that position, and also work with Coon Rapids Bayard and getting those human resources things taken care of. So we're excited to have that as kind of a new position for us. Gives us an opportunity to take advantage of some sharing dollars and also to recognize Carla's good work for our district.
The Audubon School Board also approved the district's state-mandated emergency management plan, which Traeger said they already had in place, but simply brought it up to date and made it fit the state template. Sherrod Cam, Nottoway Valley School District Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw, attended his last regular monthly meeting of the Cam School Board Monday evening. Burlaw will begin his duties as the Carroll Community School District Superintendent on July the 1st. During Monday's meeting, the Cam School Board heard a presentation with regard to the summer lunch program, and this is the first year the district had offered summer lunch to students.
This year, we offer breakfast in Messina and breakfast in Anita, and then lunch in Anita. And so Tammy Williamson, who's running that, gave the board an update on, you know, what that first. We've only done it for a week, but we had a pretty good start to that, and we're pleased to be able to offer that to in each community.
The board also received a report from the compensation committee.
There were no recommendations given to the board at this point. It was more of an update, but that committee's been looking at our salary schedule and pay structures and those kind of things, so that work will continue.
The board approved the purchase of a diesel school bus from Hoagland for $93,500 and an agreement with Casey Computing for the 2019-20 school year. Jim Casey serves as the district's technical director, and the board approved a 4% increase in pay for his services. And the Cam School Board Monday approved three resignations.
Brian Fogelman will be assistant girls basketball coach next year. Laura Blummy, she'll be a model teacher for us next year. And then we had for Angela Larson as a high school English teacher. Jennifer Erickson is a cook at the South Elementary. Sarah Paulson is a high school cook. Ethan Westling has been a halftime para for us. Next year he'll be a full-time para for us. And then Ron Calhoun is a bus driver.
And those were persons where contracts were issued for next year. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for a great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.